Good afternoon. My name is Greg Johnson. I will be conducting this interview for Jordan Richardson, who's physically unable to conduct this interview today. I'm here with Alicia Beale Richardson. We're going to take a little time. She's going to discuss what she does and the industry that she's in. Alicia, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Greg. How are you this evening? Afternoon.
Well, I'm doing fine. Thanks for asking. Well, let's get started. So, although there are not bookstores on every corner, but can you tell the audience the name of the bookstore that you're working at and where it is located?
I sure can. Not a problem. I'm currently working at Border Books, located in Manassas, Virginia.
Thank you. And I know working at Border Books, you have a lot of responsibilities and there's a lot of different challenges, so we're going to get into that later on, but I'd like to ask you, because Border Books is a pretty large bookstore, it probably is a lot of opportunity for individuals to expand their knowledge, to expand their careers. Can you tell us a little bit about that within the Border organization?
Yes, and you are right. There is a lot of opportunities. It just depends on the individual and where they see themselves within the organization, because the opportunities are there. It just depends on the individual.
Okay. Sound like is the opportunity is there. If they accept that challenge, they are good to go.
Yes.
All right. So because of Borders being having so many opportunities, I know you've been there in the industry for a while. Can you tell the audience how long you've been in the bookstore industry and what your job title and your responsibilities are at Borders Books?
I've been in the industry for 10 years. I've been with Border Books for 7 years, and I'm currently a bookstore manager. And some of my duties consist of purchasing supplies and books, doing special orders. I do receiving and shipping and return of overstock items and any items that are defective. I also, of course, supervise personnel, which includes recommendations for hiring and, unfortunately, sometimes firing people. And I also work with the our county department on the budget and also implement and administer the operating procedures and policies of the organization.
Sound like you got a lot on your plate there, Alicia.
Yes, stay very busy, very busy.
All right, well, that is wonderful. Stay busy, stay out of trouble. That's what I was told. So I like to ask, because the bookstore industry is a retail business, and dealing with retail means you're dealing with the public, and dealing with the public means you're dealing with people, and dealing with people means sometimes you have to deal with customers, and sometimes customers can be challenging and difficult to work with. Can you explain, or have you had any opportunity to talk about any interesting experiences you have had with customers?
Sure, Greg. I can do that. Not a problem. It seems that we usually run into, unfortunately, some of the ruder customers during the holiday season. You know, with the hustle and bustle, people don't have patience. They don't want to wait for things. And they get irate, and they get, like I said, rude if you don't have what they want in stock. But we try to alleviate that as much as possible by, one, trying to make sure that we have employees on the registers moving people in and out as quickly as possible. We also have, customers on the floor assisting people if they can't find anything. And if for some reason we don't have what they need in stock, we will let them know that we can order the book, call around to different stores and see if someone else has it in stock and have it delivered to our stores, or we can have it delivered directly to the customer. This way they don't have to keep running back and forth. It makes it easier for them to obtain the merchandise that they want.
Customer service, always the top priority. Now, You've been in, like you just mentioned, you've been in the bookstore industry for 10 years in general. And over those 10 years, I know that you had different positions. What made you want to stay in the bookstore industry and kept it interesting to you?
Well, basically, it's one a job that I really love, and I'm a lover of books. And then you get to work with people that have the same passion for books that you have. So, and then I just felt that this was my calling. I get to, you know, do different, put my hand on different things. Like I said, I get to do the ordering, I get to do the receiving, I get to work on the budget, I get to work with people, the personnel, training. I get to implement policies and procedures. It's just a lot of things that one person gets the opportunity to do. And if you are a person that likes to do multiple things, this is definitely something, and that's why I've been here for quite some time.
All right, wonderful. Now, changing gears a little bit, because of the bookstore industry, and like I mentioned earlier in my open monologue about there's not a bookstore in every corner, have you seen through your 10 years and from your current position at Borders where the location of where the bookstore is helped increase the foot traffic of, I guess, like your walk-ins and your new customer base?
With any type of retail, location is very important. You want to be in the area where you know you're going to have that foot traffic. So most definitely, it's all about location. And you don't want to be somewhere where you don't have a lot of things for people, other choices besides one or two stores. You want to have options for them to walk up and down the strip and stuff like that. That way you get the more customers, the more type of retail stores that you have to offer to customers, the better chance you have to have those customers come into your line of business.
So like one business helps the other business, so and more, so y'all are almost sharing customers out there, so it helps to scratch each other's back, as they say.
Most definitely.
All right. Now, with this ever-changing industry and world with technology, where you have your iPads, you got your iPhones, you got your notes and your laptops and the mini laptops and the services where people can do downloads of books. How does Borders, or how do you see where we can get this new generation to start coming in and using the bookstores more often?
Again, this is my, this is how Alicia sees it. For me, I think it starts within the home, the family, the parents, because you see young kids at young ages, they have their iPads. Some kids even have phones at a young age. And what needs to happen is they need to start going back to the hardcover books, sitting down with mom or dad and reading and going through the pages, flipping those pages, and just getting immersed into the stories instead of just scrolling through on your phone or your iPad. It's just that to make the pages come alive, it's just that you have to really sit down and really get into the story. And I think if we can get parents to sit down with their kids and start reading again from an actual book. I mean, I have nothing against the technology, but I think hardcover books are definitely still needed.
All right. It's something you could cuddle up with. So good reading is always something good to have. Now, I know, like you just said, technology is always a challenge. And with that, what benefits do you see for yourself working in a bookstore?
For me, well, not even for me, but anybody working in a bookstore, Of course, the employee discount is a great benefit.
Mm-hmm.
We get to see the new releases once they come out. We have a checkout program where employees are allowed to take the hardcover books home as long as you don't bend the spine or, mm-hmm. you know,
damage the book.
Yeah, basically, the book still needs to be able to be sold. So we get a chance to do that. And then story time, which is a very special time for a lot of kids, too. They come into the store at certain times just to be here. There's different types of story. It is wonderful to see a child pay so much attention to someone that's telling a story. Like, for instance, Christmas Carol. Talk about Ebenezer Scrooge and the Cratchits. They just really, their faces just get all lit up and they just enjoy it, talking about Tiny Tim. It's just a wonderful time. And of course, books, books, books. You're just surrounded by books and you just have a love of that.
Yeah, and I hear you talking about story time. And yeah, story time. And then I also noticed that Borders is offering things like coffee and soft drinks and snacks to the customers. Have you found that has made coming into the bookstore a little more relaxing and where you're able to get more customers?
Yes. We have customers that come in here, they grab a cup of coffee and during in the morning time, and they go into the little area, find a comfy chair and just read, and then it's around lunchtime, the same customer's still there, then it's time to get a little snack and another drink. So yes, it has been very beneficial. We have people come in groups to talk about maybe their book club, their book that they're reading for their book club. They gather, have a cup of coffee and chit chat. So it has been a very promising addition to the stores.
Okay.
Yeah, a good cup of coffee always keeps you going. Never can go wrong there. Now, I know that there are different challenges and different things, and especially in around the schools, and notice that this day and age that the schools are cutting back, and that the especially in the high school area where they have required reading, but the schools don't provide it. They have to go to bookstores or elsewhere to get them. How is your store handling that rush, per se, because I'm sure it's probably challenging, and dealing with that type of business?
Well, we try to gauge, basically, and be in contact with the different schools in the area to make sure we have a list of the books that they're going to be putting out for the required reading for the year. And we try to make sure that we keep a steady stock of those particular items and books in the store. And also, we also allow students to rent books via online too, because sometimes because they require so many books to be purchased that everybody cannot purchase a book. So that is another way of also helping the school and the students to be able to purchase or rent the book online.
Well, hey, there are a lot of different ways to do this, and it sounds like Borders have reached out and sound like they have done their homework, and it sounds like you have done your homework in this industry, and sound like you've been enjoying yourself. And I'd like to first start off by saying thank you for spending the afternoon with us and asking a few of our questions. And I would like to give you opportunity to expand on anything else that you would like to talk about to our audience and let them know a little bit more about books in bookstores.
Another benefit of working in the bookstore is also you get to do when an author comes into town to have a book signing, you get to meet the author, and also you get to have your customers see how they interact with the author, and the customers just really truly love getting that opportunity, one, to get their book signed, and also most of the time an author will do a reading passage from their book and then have an opportunity to actually talk to the author. And a lot of our customers, they really enjoy that. So that is another big benefit that I enjoy also as an employee. But again, doing more and more for our customers to let them know that we are definitely here to satisfy their needs.
Well, Alicia, I really, really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to spend the afternoon with us and asking her a few questions and to inform our audience a little bit more about bookstores in general and how Borders are, is doing in the industry to make it more interesting. So thank you very much for taking the time out with us today.
Thank you, Greg. And I am truly enjoyed myself sitting here and chit-chatting with you for this period of time.
Well, thank you. Audience, I thank you for spending the afternoon with us. My name is Greg Johnson, filling in for Jordan Richardson this afternoon. We wish you a blessed day. Everybody have a good evening, and we will talk to you soon.